It's a safe bet that every school in the state has a student like Tristan Quizmundo. He goes to high school in Londonderry and failed English his sophomore and junior years.
I kind of just get distracted and wander off, think about other things, because I don't really find English literature as interesting.
But these days, kids like Quizmundo have another option. Now he's a senior, and instead of just making another go at the classroom, he's signed up for VLACS, the state's online charter school. It started as an initiative in the Exeter School District, but before long, its founders decided to take things statewide. In 2007, the State Board of Education approved it as they would any charter school. Now, it's available for free to any student in the state. For Quizmundo, it works better.
Because I can, like, go my own pace. I don't have to, like, sit through a class for 45 minutes and just listen to a teacher. I can do about 10 minutes and then go off and do something else, like YouTube or play a game, come back, finish it up.
About a quarter of VLAC's students are like him, making up for classes they failed so they can walk across the graduation stage with their classmates. But another nearly 20% of enrollees are from the other academic extreme, kids looking to graduate early, take courses not available to them in their school, or earn college credit. And the final big chunk of students is like Shelby Moore, who wasn't in public school at all.
So, I would spend the mornings in my house, usually in my pajamas.
At first, Moore was homeschooled and took a few classes online. She then became one of about 160 full-time VLAC students and was in one of the school's first graduating classes. Students like Moore are driven and motivated and can get through high school with only the occasional nudge from a disembodied teacher.
And so I actually went to college with 21 credits. And so I was able to experience what the college workload is like from home.
Fueled largely by these three types of students, VLAX has grown precipitously in the 6 years it's been around. In its first semester, students completed 700 half-credit classes. This year, they're up to more than 22,000. That means that per capita, New Hampshire has more students in online classes than any state except Florida. And just about every high school in the state has at least one student in at least one class. It now offers more than 100 classes and employs close to 160 teachers, all of which are either state certified or on their way to certification. Those who were with VLAX from the beginning, like administrator and English teacher Allery Lane Wortley, say the early years were like building an airplane while it was flying.
It was crazy because I was maybe one lesson and assessment ahead of my students.
But there is a sense at VLAX that they're part of something historic, a reimagining of the way school works for at least these certain kinds of students.
Through the time I've been with VLAX, I know these students better in many ways than I ever did with the students in my bricks and mortar school. And most of the students, I've never seen them.
This is something you'll hear over and over from these online teachers.
Can you guys hear me now?
They say that yes, while it's up to the students to go through the online curriculum on their own, when they do talk to their teacher, it's always one-on-one.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good morning, rise and shine.
Teachers schedule a meeting every month where they touch base with their charges and the students' parents. They use big white headphones that look like something a DJ in a Miami Beach club might wear and connect over a program similar to Skype. Teacher Lisa Kent is connecting with Stephen Baird, a full-time VLAC student from Hancock. They're doing a kind of oral quiz, which are a big part of every course.
Did you find that connecting the learning to your real-world experience helped the learning to seem more meaningful to you?
Yes, and it also seemed more exciting and easier when I was putting it off of real-world examples.
VLAX teachers build their own schedule. When they aren't in these prearranged online meetings or grading exams, they have daily office hours, which are sometimes late in the evening. They log into a digital classroom and are available to answer questions. Throughout the day, they respond to questions over email, instant messenger, or prod students who aren't getting their work done fast enough. Pauline Landrigan, an English teacher with VLAC, says under this system, she's spending all of her time helping students sort through what's confusing them instead of just standing in front of a blackboard.
I taught in the traditional school, and I got lured here, and I came kicking and screaming because I said there is no way kids can learn in a virtual world. Got to have that face-to-face. Well, I'm now here because I believe that this is the best way to learn.
The teachers believe in this, despite the fact that their student-teacher ratio is around 10 times that of a standard public high school. VLAC's principal and founder, Steve Kosakowski, says looking at just that number doesn't capture how similar the workloads really are between his teachers and traditional teachers.
If you think of a high school where you teach five courses a day, and then you may have between 25 and 30 students. You're going to have, if it's 20, you're going to have 100 kids. If it's 25, you're going to be 125. In many schools, you may even have more.
And really, comparing virtual and public schools by just their student-to-teacher ratio isn't very meaningful. Better is to look at their outcomes. Now, VLACs gathers a lot of data that suggests they're doing a good job, and we'll get into that tomorrow. But it doesn't work for every student. Cora Kennard was a full-time student with VLACs for 1 year in sixth grade, one of only a few middle schoolers using the program.
I missed being in school. I liked being around people.
Kennard says for her taste, VLACs didn't dig as deeply into the subject matter as she would have liked.
I could go back and reread some of my notes and not remember any of it because they didn't spend much time on it. You didn't even have to, read through completely thoroughly to pass the quizzes. So definitely didn't take as much from that grade as I did from the other grades.
To be fair, her experience appears to be in the minority. 84% of parents of VLAC students surveyed say their child found classes to be as hard or harder than traditional school. But Kennard does get to the central question for any online school. Are the kids learning, and are they learning as much as they would if they were in a regular classroom? Tomorrow we'll go into why that's a pretty difficult question to answer. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.